Hi, this is Mel Hart with the Climate Change Report. Leaders in the field of solar portable lighting now believe they can push kerosene lamps out of markets in much of the developing world and make a profit while they're at it, reports Lisa Friedman of Climate Wire Online News Service. The poor and developing nations spent almost $40 billion last year on primitive fossil fuel light devices, and many died in fires started from them. Still, countless others died of respiratory illnesses resulting from their pollution. Scientists estimate that these polluting lights produced as much greenhouse gas emissions as 30 million cars. Previously, charities helped bring solar lights to many poor villages worldwide. Now, programs are helping private companies supply cheaper and better portable solar lights to much larger poor populations in Africa and elsewhere. But these solar lights are a temporary bridge, one executive notes. As millions buy these solar lights, they will spur a market explosion similar to the one in mobile phones among the poor. And this, he notes, will show potential investors how much there is to be gained by investing in giving the poor permanent access to energy grids. For more, Google Mel's Climate Change Report. This is Mel Hart.